Britain's top counterterrorism officer resigned from London's Metropolitan Police today. The move followed a security blunder he made yesterday, which forced police to launch a major anti-terrorism raid in northern England sooner than planned. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from London.
When Assistant Commissioner Bob Quick arrived at 10 Downing Street yesterday for a meeting with Prime Minister Gordon Brown, he was photographed clutching a series of confidential documents. The contents of the document on top, marked secret, could easily be read by the telephoto lenses of the photographers. The document showed details of an imminent anti-terror operation in northern England. Soon after photographs of the document were circulated in the media, a dozen men were arrested in unusual daytime raids that police say had been planned for the middle of last night. Many politicians said Mr. Quick's position had become untenable as a result of the blunder, and he duly resigned this morning. Prime Minister Gordon Brown said he had accepted Bob Quick's decision to step down, but tried to keep the public's focus on the arrests that took place yesterday.
Mr. Quick has made his apologies. I spoke to him this morning and he was very concerned that his apology was made for a blunder that happened. But let's remember the context of this. We're dealing with a very big terrorist plot. We've been following it for some time. We have a number of people who are suspected of it who've been arrested. That police operation was successful.
Not everyone thought it necessary for Bob Quick to resign, though. Former Mayor of London Ken Livingstone believes the decision was hasty and could even benefit the terrorists.
Osama bin Laden will be delighted that we've got this upheaval at the top of our counterintelligence, just as they're clearly limbering up to try and have another attack on us. Bob Quick's only been in there a year. He'd just be coming into his most effective period. And now we're going to start over again with somebody else.
One element of the case drawing national attention is the fact that 11 of the 12 arrested yesterday are Pakistani nationals. The document Mr. Quick inadvertently revealed showed the men are in Britain on student visas, and one of the raids that took place yesterday was at a university library in Liverpool in full view of other students. The director of the Centre for Intelligence and Security Studies at the University of Buckingham, Professor Anthony Glees, said whether these suspects are guilty or not, checks on foreign students coming into Britain are simply not stringent enough.
The government should insist that universities do not admit people without first running their names past the government.
Bob Quick will be replaced as head of counterterrorism by Assistant Commissioner John Yates, a high-profile officer who led a probe into alleged political corruption that overshadowed the final months of former Prime Minister Tony Blair's time in office. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.